Praise the Lord. Amen. This past weekend, we had the unfortunate honor to be with the Martin family in the passing of Sister Martin. And, you know, it just sometimes we don't have answers to certain things that happen in life. And I don't know if we're ever supposed to have answers to certain things. And I think that's just normal. But in speaking with Brother Martin Friday, he said something to me that has been stirring over in my spirit since then. And I want to preach it, all right? You know, if they're listening tonight, we love your family. And I don't want to bring up any hard feelings right now. But he made a statement that reminded me of a passage in the book of Psalms, chapter 42. And I want to preach tonight on needing more of God. Needing more of God. When they were here, I asked Brother Martin on several occasions when they were here for revival, is there, do you need anything? And Brother Martin would always smile and just say, more of him. More of him. And I must apologize because I kind of just thought it was a catchphrase. You guys know what I'm talking about. Everybody says, everybody asks me all the time, how are you doing? I say, I'm living the dream. I don't know what that dream is, but I'm in it, you know. I guess sometimes it's a nightmare and sometimes it's good. But I always say living the dream, and I kind of just brushed that statement off, I need more of him, as a catchphrase. And so Friday evening I was speaking to him, and I asked him, I said, Brother Martin, do you need anything? And he said, more of him. I said, oh, I forgot, that's your saying. And he said, and only the way Brother Martin can. No, Brother Brian, it's true. I need more of him. And my heart broke. You see, I realized all over again that when we sense our need of him, we understand that he is the only answer for what we're facing in life. It's oftentimes when we are at a place in our spiritual journey that we don't think we need him, that we're in danger. You know, there's been times, and I'll get to our text here in just a little bit, but there have been times in my walk with the Lord where I just had it in cruise control, whether it was in my teenage years or even in my adult years. There have been moments when I feel like I'm just making it. Things are okay. There's no major battles. There's no major storms. And I'm fine. And then you wake up one day and you realize you're a lot farther away from him than what you thought. And the only solution is coming back to the realization, I need more of him. Amen. Let's turn in our Bibles tonight to the book of Psalms, chapter number 42. The book of Psalms, chapter number 42.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank you for standing. We'll be reading in verse 1 and verse 2 tonight. Amen. Verse 1, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee, O God. My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My soul thirsteth for God, for the living God. When, that moment, that opportunity, when will I have the opportunity to come and appear before this living God? Amen. I need more of him tonight. Amen. I need more of him. Let's pray. Lord, I'm thankful for your word. I pray that you would speak to our hearts as a people. But Lord, also on an individual level, God, I've got a burden tonight for our young people. I pray that you would speak, that your word would be illuminated in our hearts, that your Holy Spirit would come by and take these living words deeper than I ever could on my own. I pray that you would hide me behind the cross. Minister tonight to your people. Lord, we are honest when we admit that we need more of you tonight. And so we thank you for being available. I thank you for your presence. I pray that you would minister tonight to those who are hurting, those who are in need of a fresh touch from you. God, those that are in need of a fresh walk, I pray that you would come by and minister tonight. Have your divine way. Lord, we love you and we appreciate you, Jesus. Amen. Lord, we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The description and the narrative that we find that the psalmist is writing in is one that those who hunt or love nature are well aware of. The idea of a deer. Amen. In my mind, I'm thinking about that big old buck, Brother Tim, that's right down the road from here that many of our folks have seen or nearly hit with their car or have hit with their car, and it still keeps on going. I've been thinking about that deer for the past several weeks, and the psalmist gave us a description of a deer that was thirsty. And he gave us the analogy that his spiritual thirst was as the same thirst that if a deer that had been running, that had been running from whether it would be a hunter or running just because it's what an animal does, but it gave us an analogy of him scooping down his head and, amen, drinking from that brook. The thirst that comes with nature, the thirst that is inherent in the animal. And he gave us this description in, according to terms of our own spiritual thirst. How that there are times in our daily life or just the mundane that we find ourselves thirsty. Tonight, I just, within the last day, have started to feel a little bit of tightness in my chest, and tonight I've been pretty thirsty. Amen. I try to stay hydrated. Amen. But you know that moment when you just can't get enough water? When you're just so overwhelmed with a need of something liquid. You know, there's times that I just cannot get enough of Sister Sarah's sweet tea. I love it. You know, I'd rather have sweet tea or water than just about anything else in the world to drink. I love it. You know, there's times, whether it be a hot summer day and you're working, or maybe you're inside now in the winter and you just are thirsty. You need something. But I'm finding out more and more that our physical thirst really does pale in comparison to the spiritual need that we face on a daily basis. It's been said that you cannot go more than on typical or on average 3 days. After 3 days without water, your body begins to shut down. 3 physical days. There have been stories of individuals who've been out hiking in the woods and gotten lost, or their cars have broken down out in the west in the desert remote areas, and they've resorted to drinking water that was dirty. And one story, I remember a gentleman, he was an older man, and it had been more than 3 days, and he was so thirsty that he drained his window washer fluid reservoir and began to drink it because it was the only liquid that he had, and it did irreparable harm to his body, but it kept him alive for a few more days until they could find him. You see, we would say, there's no way I would drink that. There's no way. You know, there have been times that people said, I don't really like that food, or I don't really like that beverage, and I'll just let that pass. But I'm telling you, if you were out in the middle of the woods or out in the middle of the desert and all you had to keep you alive was some dirty water, you'd drink it. Because when you get to the point of desperation where it comes down to your survival, it's amazing what humanity will do. There's been a lot of stories in war and different situations where humanity has done a lot of things that they said they'd never do. But they're thirsty. And so because that thirst has driven them to the point of whether or not they're going to live or die, they will do anything to satisfy that thirst. And I would ask us tonight to take a spiritual evaluation of our hearts and ask ourselves, how long have we been in this desert place? Or how long have we been wandering around these spiritual woods
And we are desperately tonight in need of His presence, to partake of His presence. Amen. To be in His fellowship. How long has it been since we felt the liberty of worship? How long has it been since we have experienced the joy of serving Him and the wonderful, overwhelming peace that comes along with being in His presence? I would say, friends, there are moments that we don't even realize how thirsty we really are until that desperate moment comes and we look around and say, if I don't do something right now, I don't know if I'm gonna make it. Well, I'm thankful tonight because of the Word of God. We know we can partake of His presence tonight. And whether or not we are in that lonely desert place, or maybe we're still sitting in the same pew we always sit in, we can be nourished by Him tonight. Hallelujah. We can drink. We can partake of His presence. You know, I was thinking, Brother Brock, I was thinking about what comes along when we're in His presence. And I decided to write a few things down tonight that I love about being in the presence of God. And how I understand my need of Him is real. I need Him to renew me. Do you ever feel like that? That point in your life where you just say, Lord, renew me. Amen. In the 51st Psalm, in verses 1 through 10, David wrote, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness, according unto the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity. Cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, God, and thee only have I sinned and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in my inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. Amen. I've prayed this prayer many times. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins. Blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. You know, there are times, young people and adults alike, we can come in to the house of God and attempt to lift our hands and worship, attempt to get in with the singing, amen, attempt to get behind the pastor, but all the while we know what we really need is to be in His presence, to get renewed, amen, to get reborn, to get, amen, the cleansing power of Jesus manifested in our lives again. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm so grateful tonight to know that when we come to the house of God. Amen. And when we get in His presence, we recognize that we need more of Him because we need renewed daily. Anybody ever been tired on a Wednesday night because you've worked in the world for a few days? Anybody ever needed renewed? Maybe tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. There's moments when working in my job that I sense just my need of being in His presence. Amen. And by going to Him, I find everything that I need. Tonight, if you need renewed, amen, don't go another day looking for something else to satisfy. Come to the Lord. Seek His presence. Amen. And you'll find that He is able to renew us. You know, that term, renew, it's not really used a whole lot, but really it just means getting us back to the place where we ought to be in our walk with Him. Amen. He renews us. The second thing that He does is He restores us. Hallelujah. The psalmist went on to say in Psalms 51, cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. You know, I'm thankful tonight that the Lord is able to not only save us at the beginning of our walk with Him, but He's also able to restore us. Amen. To renew us. He's able to uphold us. Amen. The prayer here was a prayer of really asking for forgiveness. create in me a clean heart. Cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. You know, I've seen it many times, folks that have been so discouraged, or maybe they've messed up or made a mistake, and they'll come and just sit there. And, you know, instead of reaching out to the Lord, it becomes a pattern of just sitting, and I'll just disconnect with worship, and I'll just get out of whatever ministry that I've been a part of, and I'll just find my place in the church, and I'll just sit. No, amen. The best thing to do is to get up, amen, get to where the presence of God is and say, Lord, restore me. Amen. Restore the burden of ministry. Father, restore the burden of lost souls. Lord, restore, amen, my walk with you, God. Restore me, Lord, so that I may be in fellowship with you. God, my heart is panting after you. I'm longing to be in your presence. Amen. I'm thankful that he restores us in his presence. Amen. I'm also thankful that the Lord revives us in his presence. Psalm 138 and verse 4 through 7 said, all the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. Yea, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of God. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knoweth afar off. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. The Lord is able to revive us. Amen. I'll never forget, amen, one time I was feeling burnt out and just, I don't know about indifferent, but kind of just tired. And I went to pastor and was kind of, you know, trying to hint around to give me a break or something. But pastor don't take breaks. Which is good. You don't want a pastor that takes breaks. So he said, Brother Brian, we don't have to take sabbaticals for 6 months to get revived. The Lord is able to revive us in the middle of our service. All right, pastor. See you Sunday. We got a good pastor. The Lord revives us. You don't have to go to another church to get revived. Amen. You don't have to find a new youth group to get revived. You don't have to go try another thing here or another thing there to get revived. What we've got to do to get revived is to get to where the Lord is. Amen. Because the reality of life is we do get tired and we do get weary, and there's times that we do feel like I just don't know if I can keep going on, but I'm telling you, that's the moment we've got to get to the presence of God. Amen. We've got to get back in the altar. Amen. Get back in our time with him, because when we're with him, he revives us. Hallelujah. Amen. Does anybody sense their need of being revived tonight? Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've been praying for our youth group. So many of you are facing things that I do not have an answer for you. I don't. Sister Sarah and I will lay at night and talk. And the only thing that I can think of to remind our youth group is this. We've got to get to where Jesus is. Because the farther we go away from him, the more our problems compound. Because we're always going to face problems. There are always going to be issues. There's always going to be moments of opportunity to go another way. But the reality is, when we're in his presence, those issues seem so much more insignificant than when we're away from him. The Bible gave us an analogy as if it was a mother hen covering her children with her wings. Amen. I think it'd be all right tonight if we just admitted to the Lord that we need him to cover us tonight under his presence. We need him to revive us, to revive our burden for sanctification, to revive our burden for the ministry, to revive our burden for the church, to revive our burden for our brothers and sisters. We need him to cover us with his presence so that we will be reminded of his goals and his mission. You see, when we get away from his presence, all these things that are important to us become drowned out by the voices of the world and by the attractions of the world. But those things will leave us feeling empty and destitute. Those are the things that dehydrate us spiritually. It's like trying to say that, you know, licking salt is what we really need to do. No, that's the opposite. You don't want salt when you're thirsty. You've got to get away from it. Amen. Those things will dry you out. God is going to revive us when we get away from the things that are drying us out spiritually. We need Him. We need Him tonight. And the last thing that we can find in His presence, and one of the reasons that we need Him, is because He gives us rest. He gives us rest. Matthew 11 and verse 28 through 30 says, "Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." You know, when we are not in fellowship with Him, we lose that opportunity to lay our burdens before Him. One of the most beautiful things about the Lord is that we can come in here, and I'm appreciating this word more and more. This is a sanctuary. This is a sanctuary. It's His sanctuary. The psalmist said that He is the living God. When shall I come and appear before Him? You know, tonight it may be that you're facing a lot of turmoil spiritually or just even physically. You know, it's real hard to feel spiritual when you're sick. Amen. It's real hard to feel spiritual when you're facing things at your job or in your home. It's hard to feel spiritual, but that's not why we live for Him. We live for Him because He's our God, because He's the living God. And the beauty of serving the living God is He knows how to give rest to our souls. And tonight, we might be here and just in need of His presence. Have you ever been there? And I'm thankful for these opportunities and these moments. Maybe you've been driving down the road, and you just sense Him fill the car with His presence. Or maybe you're at work and all of a sudden the song the choir might have sang that last service starts to roll over in your spirit and you just sense Him near. Or maybe in the middle of tragedy, when all the world around you seems like it's falling apart, but you feel those comforting arms wrap around and you're able to rest in peace, knowing He is my Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. We need Him tonight, maybe even more than we recognize. But my prayer for this service has been that we would find a place around the altar tonight, and not relying on whether or not our neighbor has gotten up, and not, you know, looking around, but really just getting close to Him for just a little while, and getting set apart just to be in His presence because we need Him. Do you need more of God tonight? Do you need more of Him? I do. I do. You know, to be a better father, I need more of Him. To be a better husband, I need more of Him. To be a better youth pastor, I need more of Him. I fall short a lot, guys. I need more of Him. We need Jesus. And nothing in this world will satisfy like Jesus. Amen. Let's stand tonight.
Hallelujah. Oh, God, I need you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I kept thinking of this old hymn, "More about Jesus, let me learn. More of His holy will discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be." Amen. I just need Him. Amen. I don't know how else to say it. I trying to figure out other synonyms to add, but I'm just coming back down to the basics of I need him. Yes, we need him, church. You know, when we face the enemy, we need him. Amen. When we go to school, guys, we need him. Amen. When we go to our workplaces, we need him. When we go home tonight in our homes, we need him. We need him. Amen. I want more of God tonight. Can we come find a place to pray? Amen. Let's find a place where we just get alone with him for a little while and ask him to minister to us. Ask him to search our hearts. Amen. To search us, to see if we're really in a place where we can say that I'm in his presence. God, we need more of you tonight. And I'm thankful for your availability. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus.
More of you.
I need you, Jesus.
I need more of you.
Oh, God. I need you.
I've had it all, but what I need is more of you. Of things I've had my fill, but yet I hunger still. Empty and bare, Lord, hear my prayer for more of you. More of you. I need more of you. I've had it all, but what I need is just more.